removed section 9 of the House file, which you'll find on the last page, page 6 of your side-by-side, which is a renewal notice because there's some different language in another bill moving forward that this was in conflict with, so we've taken it out. Wasn't in the Senate file at all.
Madam Chair, and for the House, section 9, that provision has already been signed into law by the governor.
And it's the cost savings.
So you're not losing anything.
No.
It's just been taken care of.
Thank you. And then there are two provisions that we have added for the Senate. We have added Senate File 987, which was not in the Senate side, but was an additional bill that Sheldon Johnson had carried in the House, and I don't happen to have that House number off the top of my head. It passed its committees and was on the general register. There was not a match for it, I believe, so it was being held up. So we've inserted that in here with Senator Lynch's approval and request. And if you want to explain what that is.
And Madam Chair, and yes, just for the record, we were including a portion of Senate File 987 in the companion House file. That portion that's being included is very simple. Current law requires juvenile probation officers to transmit a copy of the court's disposition order to the superintendent of the school district. And this is just clarifying language that permits the, that to take place via mail or email.
We accept all three of them at the end. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. And so we do have one more provision that was added to House File 1276. And again, Senator Lynch, I believe that's something maybe you can explain to the group.
Chair Norton, members, the third item is a provision that was a Senator Dibble bill and Representative Johnson, Sheldon Johnson. And it was adopted. It's in conference in another bill and was adopted. They closed up their conference committee report, and it was discovered that there were 5 words missing from the report, and so they hastily came to me and said, "Can you help us?" And it's a bill with regard to respiratory therapy. It has no substantive thing. It was clearly just an omission from the revisers.
And I think we have folks in the room here that were on both sides of some of the conferencing of that issue previously, and they have come to us, and they are both in agreement. And I see that coming.
Yes, that's why are you?
And Madam Chair, we had confirming conversations with both Representative Johnson and Senator Dibble, and they are happy that we are giving this consideration.
And so, folks, I think what we have here is a county mandate reduction bill that has many different aspects to it, but heavily amended, and I think we're in agreement. And with that, Senator Lynch and members, I'm thinking we should move to adopt those three changes to House File 1276. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And with that, Senator Lynch, do you have anything else you want to add? Oh, then the motion prevails. There's no other comments? Then we will move adoption to the conference report. Yes. All in favor? So most of you are saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have all the signing pages right here.
Let's get our signatures.
These will remain
all right.
In
there,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll adjourn and have the
signings.
You know, that would be my preference.
Right, so then it may be.
I will hand carry this to some of the rest, and then have it sent.
I don't blame her.
After we get the signatures, where does it need to go?
Yeah, you're right.
Short and sweet.
If you want to walk with me, I'm gonna, because I think we're gonna caucus, so I can't do this and rest. Just to expedite the.